Hello, welcome to the BAFTA-nominated overview show, the second BAFTA... second BAFTA-nominated overview show of the season. The action starts now, really, because those first three games, which seem to take about 6 weeks to be got through, are over. But they were navigated superbly well, three straight wins at the start of this Arne Slot era. Don't think we could be happier, really, with it. What we're going to do in this show is we're going to look at seven games this time, which is the amount of fixtures Liverpool are squeezing in between international breaks. It's seven games in 31 action-packed days. To join me to pick the bones out of how Liverpool have done, how they might well do, and to look at the possible fortunes of our nearest and dearest rivals are Josh Williams, Sean O'Donnell and Mo Stewart, who is producing, I think, for the first time in his young life.
The first time in an Anfield Rap show, yes. Not the first time ever.
Fetching in headphones. He's threatening to be a bit of a disciplinarian type producer, but we'll see as we go. We're going to try and work with Mo, not against Mo.
DJ and producer, Mo Stewart.
Well, you know.
DJ, oh yeah, I like this. More credits on, more points.
I mean, I'm quite used to wearing headphones. Put it that way.
When the record comes out. Okay, Sean, let's get down to business. Let's take a bit of a look back on the start of the season. The sample size is just three so far, but it's such a cool little sample, wasn't it? Each game slightly better than the last one. Apart from that very annoying first 45 at Ipswich, there's nothing to moan about, which feels strange.
Yeah, it feels good. I think I joked on, I think it was a Friday show or something just before the season, when we were looking at the first three fixtures and saying, like, what do you want from it? And, you know, a few pints had been drunk and we were quite giddy. And I think I joked and said I won 10 points out the first three games. And that was obviously a joke. But I think that the purpose was, you know, I was confident. I thought, you know, looking at Slot, looking at his interviews, looking at the players, now they'd sort of took to him, I thought, you know, we can do well here. But then in the back of your mind, you've always got, will the reality of football just smack you in the face? You know, going to Old Trafford is no easy game, you know, in any season under any manager. And I think that to come away with 3 points in a normal start of the season without having to go to Old Trafford would be really impressive. But to do it having been to Old Trafford just gives you on that extra step, regardless of the situation United are in, because it's been well documented that they're not in a great place. I don't think that matters too much when we've got a new manager and we're trying to sort of push our narrative of being a really good team. And I think that we can still do that in the context of them not being very good, if you know what I mean.